be better informed and better served. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 564 and three quarters, up 5.5. Soft May, 518 and a quarter, up 6.5. May corn, 376 and three quarters, up 0.5. July, 384 and three quarters, up 0.5. December, 401 and a half, up three quarters. May soybeans, 984 and a quarter, up 11. July, 988 and a half, up 10 and three quarters. November, 965 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 327.90, up 110. May soybean oil, 3092, up 53. April live cattle, 162.27 and a half, up 95. April feeders, 219.12 and a half, up a dollar. And April lean hogs, 62.37 and a half, and they're down 5 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chip Nellinger of Blue Reef Agri-Marketing out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get into trading today and beyond, I'd like to hear what your takeaways were yesterday from the two reports.
Well, I guess a little surprised on the acreage. Anecdotally talking to producers, crop insurance people, seed salesmen, we would have expected maybe a bigger drop in corn acres and maybe a bigger jump in bean acres than was showed on that report. But you know, I think as always, I'm always a little bit suspect of the March numbers. I kind of despise that report in general, because the information and the surveys are taken the first week of March, and based on price and weather, you can still have big shifts in acreage, from that point in time on. So, you know, the numbers are what they are. The market's going to trade that number as far as acreage goes, at least until the final June acreage numbers released at the end of June. And now it boils down to weather, but little bit surprised on the acreage. I think we could probably see some minor shifts, to more beans, less corn, especially as the ratio changes. The stocks number is always a wild card, so you know it's hard to predict those stocks numbers. It was a touch higher than expected on the corn, and that leads people to maybe scratch their head a little bit and say maybe this demand isn't quite as good as what we thought. Maybe we're going to end up with larger old crop ending stocks than what we had expected. But there certainly wasn't anything wildly positive in it in the case of corn. And even in beans, we're looking at large stocks. Yes, the acreage was a little lower than expected. But, now over the next 6-8 weeks, it's really going to boil down to Mother Nature. And, you know, give it the end of this week and we'll quickly have the acreage part of this report digested in the marketplace.
How much of yesterday's technical action, and you look at the charts, you got reversals in both corn and beans, was due to unwinding of spreads, buying soybeans and selling corn?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, actually. And I think that probably continues a little bit today. If you look at where we are, corn and wheat were up near the highs of the recent three-month trading range ahead of the report. Beans were down near the recent lows of the three-month trading range. So the market was kind of positioned the wrong way for the way this report came out. So, you know, I think you are reversing some of those spreads. And in general, the market was, it looked like it was leaning long corn, short beans into the report. And, and the numbers came out exactly 180 degrees opposite of that. So I think you are seeing a lot of that spread unwinding and reaction just because we're at, you know, different extremes in the corn and the bean market ahead of this report.
When we come back to the latest WASDE in 8 or 9, 10 days, but we see a 50 million bushel or so carryout bump in corn.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the expectation of the market. However, you know, there isn't always a great correlation as far as getting a quarterly stocks number and then having an immediate adjustment on the next supply and demand report. So, yeah, I think that's probably a safe assumption. However, you know, if you just look back at the last month's, you know, the March report, mm-hmm. they actually were increasing demand in that report. So, you know, that's what the market's going to grapple with for the next several months, and they don't have to make all the adjustment in 1 month or necessarily on this next report. So that will be what the market watches, and, you know, kind of either for confirmation that, yes, demand isn't as good as expected, or, hey, the USDA didn't make a change, maybe this isn't as bearish as what we thought. So there still could be a little bit of volatility based around, you know, what they do on the demand and carryout figures on that supply and demand report.
Is there enough in the fact that on-farm storage is around 55-56%, which is way more than usual at this time of the year, enough to suggest that the futures flat price will be under siege for a while?
You know, it's gonna ebb and flow, I think. There's still, regardless of where these stocks numbers or ending stocks are, there's still good demand. You know, we're still grinding ethanol, we're still feeding, and we still are exporting corn. So, you know, I think from that aspect, it's going to ebb and flow. We've seen generally better basis, given the large carryout and the record crop, better basis really since harvest than what a lot of people, and us included, would have expected. So, you know, the market still needs a pipeline of corn. And typically, as farmers get busy in the field with field work and planting, you know, the market has to come and get that corn. So I think it ebbs and flows, but in the big picture, that is definitely something that's going to hang over us for the long haul. Is there's still a large amount of unpriced on-farm corn inventory, and that needs to get sold at some point over the next several months, and that will hang over the market on any rallies that we see, you know, in coming weeks and months.
Certainly one thing that has happened is new corn expectations have been reset for those who haven't done much marketing. Perhaps some took advantage above the market and got some marketings done at 420, 21, and 22, and 23. But generally speaking, what are your thoughts regarding new crop marketings at this point?
Well, I think you have to take a wait-and-see approach. We still have the whole growing season ahead of us, and, you know, in addition to the whole planting season. So we have to have things go really right here, and there's still a lot of risk and unknowns in the market. So, you know, I do think you have to remain a little bit patient. It's probably not time to panic yet. And Mother Nature, as always, is going to be the final, you know, decider here. So, you know, a 3 or 4 or 5 bushel swing in national average yields is going to be much more important than a, you know, an extra 500,000 or 1 million acres on the planted side. So, you know, final yields are still going to drive this. We have a big demand base built up, even if they have to shave it back a little bit. And it's going to take another big crop to keep the carryout, you know, from shrinking. So there still is some unknown there. But I still do think, you know, as we get back into that 415 and above range, mm-hmm. that you have to take a defensive measure and, you know, do risk management. The problem is, for a lot of operations, you know, that 420 range on December futures isn't enough. You know, costs haven't come down a lot. So that's the dilemma we face, you know, for this particular marketing year.
30, 40 seconds left before I have to let you go. A quick comment on wheat. It's been like the movie Psycho. You, in the shower scene, you just keep stabbing wheat and it keeps coming back.
Exactly, and there are a lot of dry pockets in the Central Plains. There were some rains, light rains last week. There were some rains in Oklahoma here in the overnight, but still big chunks of Kansas and Nebraska. that are really, really dry and moving backwards. So production is less than certain at this point. They need more rain out there. Also, the funds are heavily, if not record short. So it wouldn't take much of a spark to see a rally in wheat. However, I think it was held back a little bit by the corn market yesterday as well.
Thank you, Chip.
Thanks, Dave.
Chip Nellinger, a Blue Reef Agri-Marketing out of Morton, Illinois. Current take in the marketplace. May corn, 375 3/4, down a half, now down a quarter at 76. July, 383 3/4, down a half. December, $4.50, down a quarter. May soybeans, 982, up 8 3/4. July, 986 1/2, now 3/4, up 9. And November, 964 1/2, up 9 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.